Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Our next guest, you guys heard him with us a lot last year as he was part of our fill-in crew there, former Guardians pitcher. But I mean, more than that, right now he's been working in the kind of nonprofit sector for a while, and part of his foundation, the Frontline to Field, the FTF Foundation, receives a prestigious 2025 MLB military grant on behalf of the Cleveland Guardians. They're going to be honored here coming up. This is really exciting stuff.
It's great stuff. Jason
Stanford joining us now on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. What's up, buddy?
Gentlemen, what's up? How are you guys today?
A little slap happy, but it's Friday in the 5 o'clock hour. What the hell are we supposed to do?
Hey, I hear you, right? It's 5 o'clock somewhere every day.
Well,
especially today.
Yeah, like it literally is just 5 o'clock. Yeah. So I guess I know we usually save this for the end here, but I kind of teased this about the Frontline to Field Foundation. Just walk us through what you've been doing, brother.
So since October, my Vanessa and I have started our own nonprofit called Frontline to Field. We handle military veterans, first responders, and youth athletes, mental health awareness, support, programming, resources. So, you know, since then, we've been doing youth baseball clinics across the country. We've hosted a paint and sip. We're getting ready to do our first annual golf outing at Little Mountain Country Club in August. And it's just been a fun ride. Since January, the cool thing about for us is we opened up and established chapters in Arizona and Colorado so we could become national.
Oh, that's great. If you need any, guest people to do some drives or something at Little Mountain, Nick is very much volunteering, and I'll volunteer with him.
Well, wait a minute. Nick, he's not going to be hitting. He's going to be driving the cart for me.
Oh, you got a chauffeur. I like that.
I thought it was going to be the beverage consumption guy.
Well, I didn't tell you what kind of cart it was.
That's true. That's true. You could have me driving a bullpen cart like the Mets used to have.
Only on a golf course. We're like, well, we'll give you more alcohol and then tell you to be the driver.
Yeah.
There we go. Perfect.
Absolutely right. Love it.
So Ben Lively, he's out. Tommy John. I guess we can just kind of shift to what do you think this means for the rotation?
I think it's tough for the rotation. You have a guy that's been very consistent all season long. I know exactly what he's going through, what he's going to get ready to endure with the rehab process, being that, you know, I was kind of in that same position in 2004. It's a big hit to the lineup and to the rotation, especially. It was nice to see Bybee, you know, do his thing last night. Especially against the Tigers, and anytime you're going up against the first place team, you know, you gain that 2-game advantage there. But there's guys, you know, hopefully because of who the Guardians have been over the years, you hope that there's some guys down in AAA that can fill the void for a little bit. And there's some guys out on the market that a lot of people don't realize could actually help this organization. So that'll be, you know, kind of interesting to see how they kind of play their hand that way.
Jason, you mentioned Bobby last night. I think last night was the best I've ever seen him pitch. It was absolutely sensational. Six different pitches out there. He was doing everything from four-seamers to cutters to sweepers to curves, change-ups, everything in between. What did you see last night that made Bobby so effective?
The thing that I saw, because, I mean, the part about it, right, it's baseball season, so I'm probably watching every game every night as long as I can stay awake. But the thing that I saw last night was the confidence in his pitches. You know, we haven't seen that all that often this year from him. So the confidence of throwing every pitch with conviction, it was awesome. I mean, that's the Tanner Bibee that everybody has been expecting. That's what you want from an ace. You know, and he proved it last night going up against that lineup, and it was fun to watch.
So we talk so much about the pitching factory. Tanner Bibee talks about how they reworked his delivery over the last week. Gavin Williams starts throwing, you know, a sinking fastball that is attacking hitters. What is it like? Can you walk us through what makes their pitching factory so special and how they're able to do this, and whether it's in season or whether it's just developmentally with these guys?
I think a lot of it nowadays, with all the technology that every team has, but especially the guards, the way that they go about their business, they do a ton of video analysis. They really focus on slow down motion and mechanics. And then they critique and kind of fix just small little ticks. And, you know, at the major league level, when you're able to do that type of stuff, you know, and you have these good athletes, you know, like, because I will tell you, Gavin Williams is a very, very good athlete. You know, it's, especially at 6'5", right? You have this big donkey on the mound and kind of get a little scared. But the cool thing about it is just going back and just realizing and understanding how good they can be in the lab, how good they can be watching video, dissecting that, and then being able to play it out, though. So when they're throwing their bullpen sessions and taking their time, and they have the technology now is called Rapsodo, and TrackMan is what they use. So when they're utilizing that, and then they have the slow motion cameras, you can see so much stuff, and it's fun to watch.
Yeah, you know, for a little bit there, I almost wondered if that was what was getting in the way with Class A, just from a hitter's perspective, right? Because you talk about some of the advancements they've made and how they can basically sync up anything that is going to be offered in a major league game down to the exact motion that these guys have, and it looks exactly like them. I wondered if that was getting after Class A for a little bit, but it seems like he's turned that around.
Well, I think with Class A, watching him, I mean, think about how much he's worked the last couple of years and how effective he was. And some of it was, and I'm not there every day, so I don't get to see it, but just watching it slowly and kind of just picking it up and having an eye for what, you know, what you're looking for, he was kind of getting around the ball a little bit. So his cutter was flat. The velocity was still there, but the cutter was flat. So it didn't have that depth to it or that late life that we're accustomed to seeing. Now he has it back, and yeah, I mean, he's back to being normal again.
Jason Stanford on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. We were just talking about this, and given how fast they started last year, given that the rotation was a work in progress right out of the gate, you're still trying to figure out your 1-9. You know, the bullpen had some regression, but I mean, any bullpen that was as elite as they were last year is going to have regression. Do you think the Guardians were almost destined to start slow this year?
No, I wouldn't say that they were destined to start slow. I think a lot of it is everybody's coming in. I mean, think about going back to the playoffs. And when you're in those games like they were, and I mean, those were high-leverage games late in the season, and now you don't have the normal recovery time, especially from a pitcher's perspective. You don't have that full recovery off-season. Your adrenaline's still pumping. You're still fired up that you didn't win those last games, you know, to move on to the next round. I think some of that plays into effect. And then, you know, if that does happen, then they take it slower in spring training. So now you're not ramped up, completely ready to go in spring training. So then it's probably that carryover effect into the season. That's the way I would look at it.
All right, Jason. So we mentioned that your foundation here, the Frontline to Field Foundation, receives this prestigious 2025 MLB military grant on behalf of the Cleveland Guardians. Can you tell us where folks can find more information and how they can maybe help you folks out?
Yes. So we have our website. It's www.frontlinetofield.org. We are on Facebook. We are on Instagram. And this award, I mean, this is what we're about. We're so, Vanessa and I are extremely grateful and excited. and humbled to be able to accept this on behalf of the guards on Monday, especially against the Dodgers, right? I mean, what better way to celebrate Memorial Day and to honor our fallen vets, you know, and active military members than being able to go up against the Dodgers and beat them and continue to fight hard. But we're trying to do a cause. We're trying to help as many families in Northeast Ohio and in Arizona and Colorado as we possibly can. And hopefully we'll be able to, you know, to be able to do that for a long haul and carry on a legacy.
Well, love to hear it, man. Great to hear you and your Vanessa, as we like to call her. You just continue to kill it, buddy. Appreciate it. And we'll catch up down the line, okay?
Nick and JP, I have one thing for you guys.
Uh-oh. What's that?
So, listening to you guys the other day, I am a hand holder all day long with my Vanessa when we're on walks.
Walking
through the mall. I got your back, brother.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
I gotta say, I look at Keith and Katie Pollock differently, knowing they don't hold their spouse's hand.
We got judged hard here, Jason.
Yeah, we're the aliens for being affectionate with the people we love.
Not at all. Hey, if we need to do a three-headed monster one day, we can come in there and talk for hours.
Are we still talking about holding hands there, friend?
Yeah. We'll all three of us will be holding hands. Will be perfect.
All right. Real quick, because you're the perfect guy to ask this before we let you go. There have been hot dogs out in the lobby. There's two left right now because we did a hot dog counter all show long. There's two left. They've been out there for probably, would we say 8 hours?
It's like nine, hours? Yeah, like 9 hours at this all point,
right.
Yeah.
Would you go out and get one of those dogs right now?
I would crush both of them.
That's how you get to the big leash right there. Jason, great stuff, buddy.
You don't get this body just looking at food.
Yeah, okay, friend. Who are you talking to there, pal? Appreciate you,
thanks,
buddy.
Thanks, Jason.
All right, guys, thanks.
Jason Stanfield there on the North Homestead Chrysler. Stanfield.
What'd you call him? And he heard it too because he was still
he did.
On.
Yeah, I only worked with him for like months at a time. Yeah. Jason Stanford, former Indians pitcher there on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline. Again, check out from Frontline to Field, frontlinetofield.org. Great stuff there.
Love that one.
He did. He's really enjoying it. You've really stoked a feud here.
Love that one.
We'll talk hot dogs and Gardo's baseball in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan. I don't know. The Guardians looked at the way they started last year playing like 800 baseball in the first 90 games and thought, well, we really petered out there in August and it really hurt us in the second half of the season, so we're going to slow play it. I just think by virtue of you subtracted Josh Naylor, you subtracted Jimenez, two guys who had been stalwarts in the lineup. Obviously, Gavin had to get healthy coming off last year. You're figuring out what you had with Tristan McKenzie. You're figuring out whether Logan Allen was going to be in the rotation. And Luis Ortiz, you're trying to fit him in and, accommodate.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country. And the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Him oh yeah, that bullpen was going to come back to earth on some level, even if they were still the best bullpen in baseball this year. So it just made sense. Like, even when we talked about this team and previewed it,
yeah,
we kind of talked about, like, you know, it's I don't think it's a negative thing if they start slow, just because I think the talent is there. You just got to work through it.
Well, and it has me excited now for the second half of the season, even though we're not even there yet. But the idea that a slow start for us is they're five games over 500 and technically tied for second in the Central. Like, yeah. I mean, they're there and they have a playoff opportunity, considering right now if the season ended, they'd be a playoff team. And I just look at what could come, Nick, and that's what has me excited. Not only Bieber and Means and the starting pitching that's going to be there, but you got a lot of possibility with minor league players to come on up from a bat standpoint.
Yeah, it'll be really interesting to see how they attack right field specifically.
For sure.
I also think, like, David Fry coming back, I would be very surprised if he caught this year, given he's coming off the elbow surgery. But, like, all right, Bo is, listen, for at least Bo's giving you pop this year.
Well, and so he's been, I looked at it the other day, he's been a league average for a catcher. He's been a league average hitting catcher. And catchers, by the way, have been hitting better than they had in recent years. It's been a weird thing with the catching spot around baseball right now. They're actually hitting better than, like, four different positions on the diamond, which is never the case.
So, like, if Bo can just continue, if Bo could get to, like, 22 home, give you the Zunino, right? All right, you're going to hit 200, but it's going to get you 20 to 25 home runs.
Mm-hmm.
And the defense, I think you're going to be fine there. But right field specifically, like, Santana's heating up. Manzardo hasn't been consistent, but he's at least been consistent with the power.
Yeah, which is what all you need from him.
I think Angel Martinez and Schneeman are going to give you what you need kind of up the middle alongside Gabe Arias. Like, I think they're really close to putting it together. And I don't know you need to hit the thrusters yet, but you're five games above 500. If you can win this series and leave this series, what is that? There'd be another game up above 500, and you're in second place already in the division after winning last night. Yeah, this could be a really nice little run here for the Gardos, and they seem to be heating up. They seem to be pulling it together at the right time.
Which is the perfect spot for them to be in is that it's not a spot where people will sit there and say you need to do something at the deadline and you're forced to do something at the deadline. Because I still think the best version of this Guardians team is going to be maybe next year and the year beyond. But the way this is set up, if all you need really right now is if Lane Thomas comes back and then you do something with the right field spot, that can be DeWater, that can be Cephas, that can be one of those guys, and then all of a sudden you're off to the races.
I just think, and here's the other thing, I think Jones has, kind of like Santana, to a lesser degree, but Jones has fluttered. He's showing some signs there. If all you have to do is find like a platoon bat in right field at the deadline, because Martinez is hitting, Schneeman's hitting, Lane Thomas is hitting, I think that's, from a lineup perspective, it's about as good a position as you could possibly be. And, oh, by the way, that player might end up being David Fry. I don't know. Again, I don't think I trust him to catch this year.
So that's what's interesting,
right field.
That's what's interesting to me is, do they go down to the AAA and the minors and get someone from there and start their clock and go through that whole process, or do you go out there and you do something like you're suggesting?
I think if you're looking for a right-handed hitter, David Fry's here. I think if you're looking for a left-handed hitter, yeah, it probably wouldn't be the worst thing to give Cephas a little bit of run in the bigs before doing anything. But the only thing I'd say about that is, my only concern is, what do you do with Nolan Jones there? Does he just become your fifth outfielder, or do you DFA him?
He'd be fifth outfielder. Would you be doing it? You'd send John Kenzie down.
Uh-huh.
And so what would happen is there, he'd be your fifth outfielder, and you're essentially giving up on him. Yeah.
I think you'd be more giving up with John Kenzie.
Well, again, John Kenzie would just go down, he'd work, and we'd see what happened there. But in many ways, that would be signaling not the end of Nolan Jones, because obviously he could still factor into it, but it's you're basically saying his career's on it's on its deathbed, man, and it is.
216-474-0092. Were the Guardians destined for a slow start? It was not an intentional choice, but I think there were a lot of things telling us, yeah, they weren't going to fly out of the gates like they did last year. Cody Stavenhagen coming up in about 10 minutes here. The hourly hot dog counter, we're still at two dogs. The hot dog market here is stalled.
I'm worried I bullied people too much. My influence should not dictate whether or not anyone eats or doesn't eat a hot dog, though.
I mean, listen, I think there's a position of responsibility when you have a hosting spot, And I think sometimes it's easy to understand that you might not realize unintentionally you have a bully pulpit here.
I'm worried that I did, because when you just I just shudder at the idea of eating a 9 hour old hot dog and it just sitting out there the entire time.
Why? It's not going to have mold on it.
It just doesn't seem right. It just feels like it's been out there for too long. I mean, temperature can't be anywhere close to right.
I mean, hot dogs themselves are not the hot, like the name's a little bit of a play, right?
Yes, it is.
Like it's you don't always eat hot dogs hot, right? Sometimes it's just a dog.
Yeah, sometimes it is just a dog. I don't. I'm not really in the business of eating cold dogs, though. Lukewarm temperature
dogs. I actually
know
people. Yeah, I know people. When I was a little kid, I think I used to eat.
I'm sure.
Take a cold dog out and just.
Oh, that sounds gross to me.
It was delicious when I was 5.
Maybe this is where I have the grossness seeping in. Is because. Yeah. I couldn't
do a cold dog.
I would never go into the fridge and just grab a hot dog because I didn't want to put it in the microwave for a minute.
Well, I probably wouldn't never. Now, but at 5, man, it was a quick snack, a little bit of protein out there.
Was it good?
Yeah, at 5, it was great.
There's a reason why at 39 you're not doing it, though.
I mean,
like a hot dog is unquestionably better when hot.
I would say so, but if you didn't have a heating implement, would I still cold dog if I had to? Yeah.
The bun's got to be all sorts of awful at this point, too.
Oh, no, I think
probably soggy because it's just been sitting with that hot dog and the hot dog juice that's attached to it.
I don't think those dogs have the kind of juices in it.
That is a Sugardale dog.
Yeah.
That's a fine hot dog right there.
But they don't emit juices, right? Not in 9 hours. The hot dog decay. I think you're ahead of the market on the hot dog decay. I don't think hot dogs decay the way you think they do.
I mean, if someone leaves water out for 24 hours, I change it out. Some people are like, dude, why
crazy.
Bother?
That's really crazy. Some people
are like, why bother? It's just, it's water. It is what it is. I change that out after 24
stale?
Hours. Not that I have no reason attached to it. It's just my brain tells me that we need to change this thing out.
Mac, would you eat one of those dogs that have been out for about 9 hours?
Probably not, no.
Oh, okay, Jake, would you eat one of those dogs, the hot dogs, I should say? They've been out about 9 hours.
Yeah, I've been thinking about it.
Okay.
Been thinking about it now for 3.5 hours, though.
Well, like, yeah, he's been letting them age.
They get better. It's like wine all of a sudden. Hot dogs are like wine.
I don't think
fermenting.
I don't think the dog decay is where you think the dog decay is.
I noticed you haven't ate the hot dog yet.
I had Chinese food earlier.
What's the holdup here?
That's
a free hot dog. We are radio people. Well, we love free more than we love anything.
I get that I'm obese, but that doesn't mean I'm just going to eat to eat. I'm pretty full.
If that was a warm, fresh hot dog, I think you'd have a different story.
I don't know. I've been pretty full. That sweet and sour chicken filled me up today.
I'm glad it filled you up.
Yeah. 216-474-0092. The hot dogs have been out there for about 9 hours. There's 2 of them left. How long can a hot dog stay out?
Do they stay until Daryl's show on Sunday?
I'm going to tell you
right now.
Does
Daryl eat it before he interviews Chris Ronayne at 11:20 on Sunday?
I'm going to tell you right now. Jake Volnick is a 22-year-old male.
Jake's got too much respect for himself.
I think he's free. I think he lives free of fear. I think you live in your fears.
In this instance, yes, I do.
I think you got to say it with your chest.
Say it with conviction.
Say it with your chest. I like 9 hour hot dogs.
I need 100 Cleveland men.
How long can a hot dog stay out before you won't eat it? We've got our guy, your guy, America's guy, Cody Stavenhagen, Tigers reporter for The Athletic, coming up in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hey, everyone. Summer is just around the corner, and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high-quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.